Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za. Open line on kaya959.
Whatever you want to ask, let's go.
Sizwe and the team, Namani Akanyisesa here. This is just a random question, guys. What do you do when you receive a phone call from a relative who is in prison? What do you do? Do you say, hey, Moren, you can't call me. You're not allowed to have phone. You drop it. Or you go straight to the police and report it and hope something happens. Can I just ask, what do you do when you receive such a phone call? Namani Akanyisesa.
So I'm assuming he's calling you from a cell phone now, right?
Right.
Yeah. Well, you are correct. He's not supposed to have a cell phone in there. But now, if you go and you report it, what are you going to say? Do you know which way he is specifically? Like which cell? I don't know. I just feel like it's difficult. I mean, I'd answer a phone call and find out what he has to say. Mm. He's obviously a criminal, right? So that's why he's in jail. Mm. And so I suppose smuggling your phone is part of his activities. I wouldn't go as far as reporting it. Greg.
On Open Line today, I'd like to find out exactly what's happening. You know, I'm confused. Did I miss the memo or something? Why is my Blair saying like his final goodbyes from his show? And I know that he'll be, okay, I thought he'll be standing in for you from next week because you guys are going on leave. Are you actually going on leave or are you leaving the show? Can you just clarify for me? Because now I'm worried. I won't hear my play in the morning and it seems like I won't hear you guys after my play. What is happening? Please explain.
Okay, so these two things are unrelated, right? We are going on leave. So myself, Mpo, Saul's already gone, and Vundo left. She left the station, right? Mm. So we're going on leave. We're going to be gone all of next week. Then we're going to come back the week after. My Blair is moving to a different show. So the show that he used to do,
yeah,
it was his last one today. Mm-hmm. He's moving to a different show on the station. He's not leaving the station. So don't worry about that. And yeah, we're not going anywhere. So don't worry. Caesar World is still around.
Hey, Sizwe, for Open Line today, I just wanted to know, man, this case, I'm Mbenenge. Normally, when you're accused of sexual harassment, it doesn't go to court. I mean, the company deal with that internally, and then if you are found guilty, you are dismissed. So regarding this case, if he is found guilty, what's going to happen? Is he going to be arrested, and why is this in court?
No, he's not going to get arrested. Also, it's not necessarily court, it's an inquiry, and it's... He's the judge president, fella. So as a member of the judiciary, your job is a service to the public. Mm-hmm. I'll tell you, watching how these things have played out and how he is testifying, right, under cross-examination, he strikes me as somebody who's already come to terms with the fact that his term is over, that he's not going to go back to being judge president after this.
He sounds like he's doing the opposite, though, in his defense. Like, he sounds like he's really, really trying so hard to clear his name.
Yes, but he's doing that just so he can retire gracefully.
Oh, I get you. Do you think he'd be impeached as well?
Well, I don't know. I don't know if this will lead to impeachment. Mm. But for me, he doesn't sound like somebody who's going to go back and sit on the bench after this.
Mm.
It's demon just seko. Snyamalele nya 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 nya.
Also, isn't he old now? Oh, that's how.
Well, he is. He is of retirement age. So yeah. I think he's just concerned that it's like, okay, you know what, Lana, let me defend myself because really what I did wasn't illegal. We spoke about that on the show, I think, on Tuesday.
Yes.
So that he's 100% correct with. But I think at the end he's just gonna tender his resignation or retire early, and that'll be that.
Okay.
Yeah.
So uzoba nika inkomo labaya abaku Twitter but bathenga inkomo kuwe.
No, I'm not. Those are just trolls.
Morning, sees the world. Ngizothanga ukuthi enjoy your leave from next week bafethu. We'll miss you. Marasi zohlala sikhona senkhumbulile. Hey, go Open Line today bafethu. Ikolo masivaliwe. Abazali ngisho bona bo teacher nabantwana babo abantwana besikolo. Kanti iphela nini le ndaba ukuthi ikolo masivaliwe sivala namanzi. Hey, amagown angcolile, amabijama emamole abafethu asichintsheni. Regardless, any race bayafana. Ikolo masivalile sivala namanzi.
So wait, are you saying there's no water or people just choose not to bath? Oh, that's disgusting. I don't know why anybody would choose not to bath, bro. It's crazy. No. Mina, I've always advocated for abantu ukuthi mabageze. Ayikho nje indaba yokuthi abantu bageze. I don't know why anybody would want to do that. Nope. But yeah, you know, different strokes for different folks.
Morning, Seize the World. Seize, I have a question in a way. So in Davidson, they introduced this thing called load reduction. Well, I know other places they do. But with us, since last week, every day they've been doing it. But now the problem is, it's not everywhere. It's certain houses and certain sections within the area that are doing that. And for the whole week, we've been out of electricity for over 12 hours every day. So we're calling the councillors, we're calling the ward councillors, we're going to complain, we're calling ESCOM, and nobody's assisting us. So I just wanted to find out, what do we need to do? Who can you contact? Can you please help us? Because it's getting very, very dire. Our food in the fridges, you know, people with kids. My neighbor has like a newborn, and it's every day over 12 hours. Ward councillors are blocking our numbers when we call them, when we send them emails, nothing is happening, nobody's assisting us. So please, what can we do?
So is this because of a schedule or a fault? Because it could be two things, right? One, if there's a fault, then they are turning to a fault and they're trying to fix it. But if it's part because of a schedule, then it's something that's going to happen very frequently. And in that case, then I don't know who can help you with regards to that. We'll try and find out who the ward councillor is, maybe, who can give you a clear schedule about when you expect power and when not to have power.
Sizwe, replying to Sizwe load reduction at Davidson. I stay in Davidson. I was thinking I said Davidson in Sizwe, and ESCOM has been warning us for several times. E load your electricity, it's too much. The reason why it's too much is in a mikuke mining, and we told you to cook in 1 yard. There are about 5 mikuku, yonke light ama heater. So obviously, the load is over too heavy. So they are trying in all means ukuthi bakhathe i load so that ama substation angazobhoma. But ke ngoba ngeke si understand, I don't know.
Firstly, I used to work at this construction company in Vanderbijl Park. We were, as of February the 28th, we were served with a notice of temporary layoffs. So next month, it will be 6 months since we've been served with the notice of temporary layoffs, of which we did not agree to. Here's my problem. They're not issuing us the UI-19 forms so that we can be able to claim or access our UIF. They're claiming that we have not been retrenched as of yet. So here's my question. I just wanted to find out if the company is right in doing so, or is there something that we can do? Thank you. A lovely show as always.
Thank you very much. Yeah, I mean, look, this sounds like something where you guys may want to get a labor lawyer involved just to represent all of you in the eventuality that you obviously do get laid off. Because if you haven't been laid off yet, as you currently say, you're working, then there wouldn't be an issue for you guys to address as yet. But still get a labor lawyer involved and see what's up.
Sizwe, I just want to share something with the listeners. In Gauteng, Far Eastern Hospital, there's a rogue CEO there who's untouchable, or dismissal abandoned without any hearing, without anything. I know there'll be a lot of things to say. No, Ganjan, no, Vumela Ganjan. They don't follow any law. They don't follow any police. They just dismiss you without hearing. But suspend namhlanje while you are waiting, they'll call you investigating officer for that case. By the time you know it, you've been charged for absconder. It's goodbye. So it's happening. I'm just saying, head up. I've got a proof. I've got everything.
Wait. Which hospital did you say it was? Because, again, if you have proof of that, hey, I think you need to take it up with the correct people. I don't know if you've been a victim yourself or if you're representing other people, but please let us know.
Good morning, Sizwe and the team. I just want to know, what do you do when you have fought for your house that was sold fraudulently? No lawyer can assist you because of their friends with the law firm that did the fraud. You've exhausted all your funds. You just don't know where to go anymore. Please advise. I've been fighting since 2010. Nothing is showing any sign of, you know, of hope.
Hey, you see, again, I think you need to get hold of a lawyer. I'd maybe recommend, like, legal wise. I'm not quite sure if they can assist you with something like that. But sometimes you can get a lawyer who can help you out regarding a matter, and then you pay them once you have been successful. But yeah, ish. The fraud issue is very, very hectic. Have you got proof that your house was sold fraudulently? Because that's also where it should begin. Juliet, here's a voice note for you.
Morning, guys. I watch Juliet. What did Juliet, besides what the kids watch nowadays, what did you watch when you were growing up, if you do not know these three?
They're talking about Play-Doh.
I do know the Chipmunks. I do know them. But really? I watched Kiddy-O. I don't know if you guys know Kiddy-O.
Do know Kiddy-O.
Kiddy-O.
Mr. Chinwag and yes. Natasha.
Simba. Mr. Chinwag, yes. Right? Simba.
Let me see if you watch Kiddy-O.
Cool.
I'm going to start a song. Let's see if you can finish
okay.
I get a cramp in my cheeks and my knees for a week. My shell gets so heavy I can hardly speak. I don't know what to do. I haven't got a clue. I don't know what to do.
I wiggle and I wiggle. Remember,
I'm Timothy Trattle.
And if you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.